Hi, this is Jeff Myrie of nytheaterguide.com, and I'm speaking with Dave Lefkowitz on Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
Here on our 12th annual Dave's Gone By Tony Awards special, happy to talk about another category with one of our critics and someone who is new to us, who hasn't been on our previous 11 specials. He's a guy named Jeff Myrie, and there's a reason that he's new to this, because he's kind of new to this in general. He's been a professional theater person for only about a year when he took over as editor of nytheaterguide.com, which is this growing site of theater reviews, and also they're going to get more interviews and articles and things like that. So first of all, before we get to your category, Jeff, and welcome, tell me a little bit more about nytheaterguide.com.
Well, as you said, it's a growing site. We're not in the same league as Variety or Backstage. We do a lot of reviews. As a new guy to theater journalism, but I've got 30 years of journalistic experience, we're trying to grow it to become sort of a theater news site with a focus in off-Broadway and off-off-Broadway. We don't want to, you know, ignore the Great White Way completely. We feel that that's an undercovered area for news as well as reviews.
So how long has the site been around?
The site's been around a couple years, and it actually grew out of MD Theater Guide, Maryland. Mark Beachy's our publisher, and he's set that up, and NY Theater Guide, and there's now a PA Theater Guide for you people in Philly.
Oh, well, welcome for the first time to the neighborhood, Jeff Myrie, and thank you for participating in our Tony special, and thank you now for telling us your thoughts about this particular Tony Award category, featured actress in a play. And the nominees are, and I will spare you having to pronounce some of these folks, Pascal Armand from Eclipsed, Megan Hilty from Noises Off, Jane Houdeschel from The Humans, Andrea Martin from Noises Off, and Sekong Sengblo from Eclipsed. So you've got two Eclipsed people and two Noises Off people, and one from The Humans. Jeff Myrie, what are your thoughts?
Well, I've seen all of them. They're all wonderful. I am a little confused as to why the Tony Awards put a farce like Noises Off in with two serious plays, but that's above my pay grade. I think Jane Houdeschel wins for The Humans. I say that for three reasons. Mm-hmm. First off, it's an excellent performance. It really is that she gives. The other thing is that The Humans is not just a commercial success, but it's got some artistic literary gravitas to it. It's pretty well received by some of the snootier theater critics.
Well, so is Eclipsed, but yeah.
Yes, yes. And the third reason, as you noted, is that we've got vote splitting going on. Critics will sometimes vote a show and then feel, oh gosh, maybe we should have given something to this other one. I don't want to say that there's vote trading or anything going on like that, but I was in politics for a very long time, and I can't help but notice that the Noises Off and Eclipse vote is being split.
Speaking of noises, I apologize for that helicopter outside. It flew away, whatever that was. But I guess you could see the Eclipse people and the Noises Off people splitting off. And also, Andrea Martin won fairly recently for Pippin, so it may be a little soon for her to get
it. I have a feeling that not only on the merits of the performance, but also the usual politicking that goes on in award shows, that this one goes to The Humans and Jane Houdeschel.
Well, what made Houdeschel's performance special for you?
I couldn't find anything wrong with it.
Well, could you find something wrong with all the others?
No, it just, you're watching a performance and you're totally taken in. In Noises Off, the problem there is I've seen the show a couple other times, and you start comparing performances, and that's one, unfair, but two, inevitable. And I think the role that she had was a bit better for the actress, frankly, than Wife 1 or Wife 3 in Eclipsed.
All right. Now, we're talking with Jeff Myrie of nytheaterguide.com, and one of the other questions that we're asking folks is, what show or pair of shows might you say were your favorites of the whole season? It could be on or off Broadway.
Well, I absolutely loved King Charles III.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old Shakespeare fanatic. It bores my wife to tears, but there you have it. It was an exceptional neo-Shakespearean production. The cast nailed it. It's just really a great play, and I truly loved it. There was another one called Head of Passes down at the Public Theater. with Felicia Rashad. Well, Head of Passes is a place down at the end of the Mississippi Delta, and it was a family that had lived there for years. One of the family members had fallen out with the rest. There was a bit of strife. They wanted to move Mom out. She didn't want to go. It was an excellent family drama, but what made it so amazing was Felicia Rashad is one of the finest actresses I've ever seen.
Whoa.
Yes. She's not just Claire Huxtable.
Rashad, I make believe that Bill Cosby was a decent person for 10 years, so I guess she is a pretty good actress.
I know the slander and libel laws too well to say anything other than you said that.
Fair enough.
The other thing about the production, though, was that there, part of it is that the roof of the house leaks. That's why they want Mom to move. And then a storm comes. And they actually have it raining inside on the set. As the play goes on, it starts to rain more and more. Towards the end of the second act, Ms. Rashad is actually wading in water.
Hmm.
It was just one of the most amazing special effects. And I'm a huge fan of the public theater. Eclipse came out of there. There's a show called Hamilton that you may or may not heard of.
Really? What was it?
I can't recall. It's something about politics and treasure.
Andrew Johnson or something like that. Yeah, okay. So, the public, of course.
The public is a marvelous incubator, and I think this is one of those shows, if Ms. Rashad is up to doing a longer run, it could easily have transferred to Broadway in a heartbeat.
Now, I have to say, Jeff Myrie, one of the reasons that I know about you is that you were kind enough to review my play, The Miracle of Long John's, and you gave it a very, very nice review, and I thank you so much for that in nytheaterguide.com. My show, as you remember, is about my years as a theater critic, seeing shows that I loved and some shows that I did not love very much. What was the worst thing you saw this season?
Ah, this season. I was going to say Dr. Zhivago, but that actually fell in last.
Yeah.
I have to say that I've been pretty lucky in that there hasn't been one that I really detested.
Nice. That's a pretty good track record.
But as you point out in your show, that isn't going to last.
Well, I hope you last a great long while as the editor of NY Theater Guide. .com. Everybody, please go there to read your pieces. And do you do other kinds of stories like features or interviews or just reviews there?
Yes, we've got interviews with David Provol and Vinnie Pastore, who were in The Sopranos, and their off-Broadway work. I'm writing up one right now with Sam Harris, John Cariani from Something Rotten. We're growing up to be real journalists here.
Well, hopefully we'll talk to you next year and you'll be an inch or two taller. How's that? At least in the public estimation and imagination, at the very least.
I hate bumping my head on the roof.
I've never had that problem. You've met me, you know why. But it has been delightful bumping into Jeff Myrie of nytheaterguide.com. I want to thank you so much for the first time for taking part in our Tony show and much more great theater to you.
It was a privilege, Sean.